Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Indianapolis Colts and their 2022 NFL Draft Recap is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking the Colts today, Draft Recap. A lot of good young men on the screen who are going to be looking good with that Colts logo on their helmet, on their jersey, ready to make a big impact in 2022. I can't wait to talk more about it.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching live or listening to our podcast, thank you so much for joining us. It's by word of mouth that you've been sharing our show for years at this point that has helped us to grow so well and so exponentially and is about to help us bring you even more amazing programming and some great surprises we have around the corner. So definitely stay with us as we bring you shows every week live and every day on our podcast. So thank you again one more time for that, Mr. Logan Landers, the Indianapolis Colts, for their 2022 draft class. How did we do? What did we get, and what do the fans have to look forward to?
Well, let's start off with their first selection, round two, pick number 53. They went Cincinnati wide receiver Alec Pierce. 6'3", 211, ran a 4.41 40-yard dash, a 40.5-inch vertical, which is elite, amazing deep threat ability, good catching, awesome against any type of coverage. I'm surprised he fell this late into the second round. Some people might have had him even as a first round talent. He's got solid route running, everything you look for in a good wide receiver. He's going to fit in nicely with that Colts system, with Matt Ryan, the veteran quarterback, taking helm this year for the first time. And he's going to slide into that probably wide receiver number two role beside Pittman. And it's going to look pretty solid in there in Indianapolis for years to come if both of those young men can develop. I'm happy for this pick. Good already with Pierce. Up next, we're going to go with our next selection, round 3, 73, Virginia tight end Jelani Woods. Now, Woods, solid player here. He's got really good upside, and people are saying he might have the highest upside in the draft, Jeremiah. Round 3 pick, very physical, super physical, and is a mismatch everywhere you look on the field, no matter who you put him on. He's 6'7", 253, so a little bit on the smaller side in terms of tight end. He's got a 4.61 40-yard dash, so he has top-tier speed for a man his size. Super productive in college, 44 catches, 598 yards, 13.6 yards per reception as well. And, man, I think that he is a little bit older, right? He's 24, but that don't mean nothing. That just means you're experienced, you are looking good, and after I mentioned those, like I said, I mentioned those numbers he got, those were the Oklahoma State. He moved to Virginia, and man, he looked really good, I think. I think that he's a little bit older, so he's got not as much time to develop, but he's NFL ready right now. So that's why they drafted him with that selection. Up next, we're going to go round 3 again, pick 77, Central Michigan offensive tackle Bernard Raymond, who we talked about here a good bit on the show. Super smart guy on and off the field. Worked a lot, still learning the position, and like I said, played about two seasons worth of college football at left tackle. He used to be a tight end, so he's still learning the position. That's why they drafted him round 3, someone who you can, if you need to, put in a backup role and really kind of get his feet wet before you can throw him out there as a starter. but not a bad pick. I like the guy's size. He's super strong, good in passing downs, and pretty good in the run game as well. So someone who has another bit, a good bit of potential this upcoming draft. Once again, round three, that's where they made their money, right? Pick 96, Maryland safety. We go Nick Cross. Really good pick here. Some people thought he could have went a little bit earlier. Very high upside. Has good size, good speed, solid range as well. Works good as a single side safety. And this might be the one for the future. Willis is going to be a free agent at the end of 23. So you might have one guy leave, have this young man, Nick Cross, come by and be the safety of the future, hopefully. Very physical player, great against the run, solid against the pass as well. Overall, not a bad pick. Then we're going to go with round five, pick 159 overall. Missouri State defensive tackle, Eric Johnson. So Johnson really showed out at the Senior Bowl. Good elite physical traits and length is what made teams go with him and what made the Colts decide we need to draft this guy a little bit later on. Like I said, a pretty good day three selection here. Has good burst off the line, really good length. Is going to be 24 as well by the time the season begins, so a little bit more experience, which you like to see sometimes, and is a good mismatch against opposing offensive tackles. Depends on who he's against. Good upside for this young man. I think a really good steal in the fifth round. I'm going to go round six, pick 193, tight end Andrew Ogletree from Youngstown State. A school with not many prospects, not one we really talk about much on the show, but that's what the draft is all about. Going to the schools, the smaller schools, and learning about these phenomenal players. And Ogletree at Youngstown State was a good player, solid upside, traditional rotational player as a tight end. I feel like that's where you get a slide in once again in the NFL as a rotation piece. Once again, going to be 24 by the time the season begins. And as a sixth-round pick, like I said, you're not expecting this guy to come out the gates just roaring. You don't expect him to get a whole lot of playing time at the beginning. But he's someone who, like I said, the Colts have a good bit of tight ends in their room right now. You get Ogletree for a good upside, so keep him on for a couple of years, see how he can do, see how he can progress and move up those depth charts. And I think that he has a good upside to him as well, so not a bad selection in round six. Then we're going to go also in round six. We have pick 216 overall, Cincinnati tight or defensive tackle, Curtis Brooks. Now, Mr. Brooks coming out of Cincinnati is known for a lot of they've had a good amount of a good stretch last couple of seasons. They were a top four team in college last year, made it to the final four in the college football playoff. So really good here. Like I said, late bloomer, a little bit older. Like I said, they're getting guys with a lot of experience. They don't care about the age, but is very athletic, amazing skill set, awesome production as well. He's able to win against the pass. If you need him to stop a run, he can get you there too. And I'm surprised this guy dropped this long, dropped this far in the draft. I feel like he could have went a little bit earlier perhaps. But overall, a really good steal, I think, for the Colts if they can develop him right and make sure everything is looking good here. But overall, really good selection with Curtis Brooks. And now we're going to go with their final selection. Seventh round, pick 239 overall, Yale cornerback Rodney Thomas II. Like I said, final pick here, round seven. They're not expecting a lot of production out the early gates for this guy, but give him some time as a depth piece. Have him work with the practice squad, the backups early on. Have him grind. You know, put him on special teams as well if you need him to. And I think that he can. You know, if he can work his way up as one of the final roster spots, I think that he can have a very productive NFL career. So if I had to go with a final grade for these Indianapolis Colts in their draft class, I'm going to go right in the middle with a B, nothing too crazy. I like the Pierce. I like Raymond Woods. They got all the good upside. And I think that everyone else selected, they've got a lot of experience already. And that's going to, I believe, help them transition well into the NFL. But it remains to be seen how they do. But overall, not a bad draft class. I'm going to stick it right in the middle with a B. But overall, man, the Colts have a good window of opportunity this year. Brand new regime. A lot of hype around them, so we'll see how they can produce this upcoming 2022 season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely, and I believe that this is the type of team we want to see coming in this next semester, in this next class. And it gives a lot of room for these kids, you know, that are coming into their senior years and their final years this next season to really see where they might fit into another draft class in 2023. So thank you so much for that amazing recap, Mr. Logan Landers. For everybody watching us live or listening to our podcast, thank you again. You are rocking with us. And with our podcast over at 100 Yards of Football, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon, your Google Home device, anywhere that you love to listen to podcasts, you can join us for over 900 episodes of our podcast, including so many evergreen episodes that you could listen to year after year, over and over again. And the reason that we do this podcast every single day and every single week is to make sure that we can stay with you anywhere that you'd love to have us, whether you're on your way to work, whether you're at work, whether you work from home, or whether you work in an environment where you're driving around in your vehicle all day long. We will stay with you all the time with incredible, not just NFL draft picks, but incredible interviews with staff, legendary heroes from the game, and other sports broadcasters that'll bring you the most in-depth information that you need to make your decisions about the college and NFL sports life that we all enjoy. So thank you so much to our listeners, and thank you so much to Logan Landers for that incredible recap of the Indianapolis Colts and their NFL draft class for 2022. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back on 100 Yards of Football with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.